Welcome to the Breathe to Heal podcast. My name's Joby, and we're going to talk all about breath work. We're going to talk about consciousness, meditation. We're going to really help empower you in all areas of your life through mindset, mindfulness, well-being, and all different holistic practices. I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. Okay, welcome to today's show, everyone. I've got my good friend Jordan Turner with us. You're in for a treat. This man's knowledge and wisdom is so special. I love listening to him talk. We've been in many ceremonies and events together, teaching, and when we do our close circle and Jordan's speaking, everyone's just captivated. And I always love listening to what he comes out with. His knowledge and wisdom is so impeccable. So I'm very excited to have you on, Jordan. I haven't seen you for ages either. Welcome. How are you?
First and foremost, thanks for having me on, Joby. And what an introduction. I've got a lot to live up to in this podcast today.
Do you know what it is? I just love when I'm ever with you and you've got a group around you. I like looking around because I see people's faces and when they give solutions and stuff like that. So I'm really excited to have you on. I haven't seen you for so long, and I know we've got a couple of events coming up at the end of the month as well, so we'll be in person together. So thank you for giving your time. It's always an honor to be with you, mate, because I know you bring so much love.
Bless you, bro. Bless you. Yeah, honestly, it's a pleasure. It really is a pleasure to be on. To be on this, and I've listened to a couple of your podcasts, and I love the way you do it. You're saying, well, we're bigging each other up to today, and I love the way that you also present. I love how on it you are, that you're just always on it, always giving content, always sharing stuff for people to be able to use. And I think to be able to be a part of adding to that content for today and sharing stuff with your listeners is honestly a privilege, and it's great to see your expansion and your growth too.
Thank you, mate. Tell people a little bit about yourself. It's always better you telling your story, what you do, and how you are helping people at the moment as well.
It's always interesting when people ask that, because you always think, where do I start?
And then
you
always think, of course. You
know what? It's not the Jordan Turner show. It's not me, me, me. I think life is not about me, me, me. Life is about us. It's about the all. But then people also want to know the character in which is sharing that knowledge. So a little insight, well, I suppose you can give what I do many titles. You can say breathwork practitioner, mind and body transformation coach, something like this. I don't normally say health and wellness coach, keep it nice and simple. I've had the privilege of working with people from all walks of life. I know that's a statement that many people say, but quite literally all walks of life, like all kind of statuses, all kind of all around the world, all kinds of individuals, unique individuals. Oh, it's wonderful to just such a mixture of people. And for me, everything I do is through the pillar of health, in terms of, and I also don't even like looking at like I help anybody. In fact, I look at it more just I hold space. People are in the driver's seats of their own existence. Mm-hmm. And I'm maybe more just the sat nav times of time, using my own experiences, my own research, my own learning, my own discoveries to just offer a direction, offer a tool, offer a way of doing something. Or sometimes it's just to be the passenger and just to enjoy that journey with them. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell. And it's, like I say, it's all around a pillar of health. So that can be movement practices. Often, of course, here now, breath work is a huge tool that I use a lot, but different meditative or mindful buzzword, but mindful tools too. And just really, I don't teach anybody anything. I just hold a space so they can remember the knowledge that's deep within them in their own hearts. And that's really what lights me up, just to see someone for who they really are, beyond the facade. And this is, like I'm saying, beyond, yes, my name's Jordan Turner, but beyond the title, beyond health and wellness coach, or beyond that, whatever title that person is, beyond Joby, seeing the character way beyond the facade that we play. And yeah, even that in itself is part of what I do. Just that's where the session begins. Just seeing that person for what they are, going, "Oh, you can't kid me. I know what you really are. I know who you really are. I know. I see it." And then through that, I see myself. And it's a reminder to go, all right. And then together as us in union, we can bring more, and we can explore, and we can express, and we can be deeply at peace with where we're at and face whatever's going on and whatever's happening. So that's a little overview. I suppose I've got the details. I do this and I've done that and this is great. But maybe beyond that for me.
Of course. I know you're very humble as well, but you are very talented at what you do, and you do get the best out of people as well, which is a phenomenal gift. It really is when you can tell what people are like, their characters, and you can tune into their energies. It really is a gift. So if people are listening to this right now, they might be having so there's obviously a lot of chaos in the world right now, and even like the Mercury retrograde right now, oh my God, I can't even tell you the week that I have had, people. Like, if I went into some of the stuff, if I didn't know breath work, I promise you, over the last few days, I think I could have easily got into a state of depression. Like, literally saved my energy. So much has gone on. I've obviously moved house. I've had some personal things going on with lady friends. So it's kicked my ass, and the energies have been so intense. I've seen a lot of people like really suffering with ascension symptoms. A lot of people are going through it. They're going through the mill right now. So what advice would you give to people if they are having that process right now as well?
Number one is a statement that's so simple, but really important for all of us, and myself included. Because some people often think, as one's in a coaching position or playing the role of a coach or whatever it is, and even coaches themselves think they have to play this role, this facade. And again, that's what I'm on about, beyond the facade. Like, what, we don't have certain things happening in our life, certain challenges. I'd question, if there isn't challenges, well, then we haven't, where have we hiding? Often as you expand in whatever you're doing and you're growing, often the challenges don't necessarily get easier. We just have tools and get better at dealing with the challenges, but the challenges are often bigger, in fact, not necessarily easier. So even within that, what I would say is, first of all, there's a statement that's really important. That's okay. Whatever's happening, and that's okay. Like, a really, first of all, just a full acceptance and honoring that sometimes we think we should or shouldn't be having that experience. And the moment we get into should or shouldn't, we're in separation. We're already in the mind and we're in judgment. And when we're in judgment, we're going to feel guilty, or we're going to feel ashamed, and we're going to feel whatever. And we're going to create a perpetual downward spiral. So first of all, first and foremost, that's okay. Whatever it is, whatever's happening, going through, whatever you did or didn't do, or whatever you think's happening to you or for you, it's okay. Right? Number one. And then we go, yeah, but how can we see it's okay? Well, because, and I'll go into that in a second, but what's also important to remember is we can't avoid stress. We often think, oh, we can avoid stress, or I'm going to reduce the stress in my life. I always find this quite interesting, because stress isn't the enemy as such. It's not the enemy. And we can't avoid stress. But what we can do is we can do a number of different things. We can, first of all, shift the way in which we approach it, shift the way in which we deal with the stress. Now, that is different. Because stress is there. Even going out, I don't know, it's a really hot day. That's a stress on the body. You're sweating. Going out, it's a really cold day. That's stress on the body. You're cold, right? So even before you do anything, you've got emails to send at work. You've moved house, or you've got something going on in a relationship, or you're single, you feel alone. Whatever it is, these things can build this stress up. So the key is not to avoid it. I often look at stress a bit like, well, a bit like life, first of all. If you think of life and whatever we're trying to get to or do, even this is a little trigger in itself, trying to get somewhere. You're already there. There's nowhere better than being right here, right now. But if you look at it like trying to climb up a mountain, well, as we're climbing up this mountain, you've got this rucksack on your back, and the rucksack's full of all the stuff from your past, whatever it is, whatever's going on, right? All this stuff that's happening, right? This heavy rucksack. And it can also be filled with the stresses of life, right? So first of all, some of those things in your rucksack are useful. Like you said, breath work's been getting you through it. All right, that tool's useful for you right now, right? It's a useful thing to have in the rucksack, right? You want to carry that around with you, all right? But other things are not so useful. For example, let's get at the beginning, the judgment of it. That's not useful. Don't carry that in your rucksack too. No need to make that rucksack heavier, right? So that's the first thing. So then there's two ways we can deal with it. First of all, we strengthen this person carrying the rucksack so we can climb up the mountain easier. But no matter how strong you are, if your rucksack is way too heavy, at some point you're still going to collapse on the ground. And then what we could call collapse on the ground is depression. You're feeling down. We literally call it like feeling down in the dumps. Like you're literally down. We call it feeling down. You've fell down because the rucksack has got too heavy. Right? So sometimes before we fall down because the rucksack's too heavy, we sometimes just need to take it off for a moment. Open up the rucksack. We don't need to leave it because it's got plenty of things that are great too, but we need to take a moment to take off that rucksack, take a look in it, get rid of anything that's causing extra stress that's unnecessary. There's certain things that are just unnecessary. There's no need to stress over that. It's just the way we're perceiving it, for example, or whatever it is. Other times, we just need that moment to go, do you know what? I'm going to take off my responsibilities for a moment. I'm just going to be. Who am I beyond the challenges? Who am I beyond what's going on? So I can find my peace. So I can find my center, so I can find my courage. And now with peace, centered, with courage, and a lighter rucksack, it becomes a little bit more, we become more able to get to the top of that mountain, right? And let's be honest, the gift isn't actually at the top of the mountain, the gift's within that journey, within that unfolding, right? And once we reach it, we always get the next, and that's how we expand consciousness, through those that circle of challenges. Once we able to find our center beyond that, we begin to expand our center. Therefore, we expand consciousness, become more aware. We become a little bit wiser. What is wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge plus experience. So now you've got the experience and the knowledge, so you can apply it next time. So this is definitely part of it. And as you say, having the tools, and I agree with you, breath work is one of the most incredible, simple tools, and it's free. And it's right under our nose. And we can take it in. And then people go, yeah, but how's breathing going to help me with my stress? Well, okay, the way you breathe is not separate from the way that you think, move, and feel. So even if you shift one of those, shifting the way you're thinking, this will shift the way you're feeling, and it will shift the way you're breathing. You shift the way you're breathing, it will shift the way you're thinking, and it will shift the way you're feeling. It's not always easy to shift our thoughts when we're caught up in whatever's happening and caught up in our stuff. But breathwork can help us be the observer as well, which is an important part. And the next is to remember, even in the center of a tornado, there is peace. In the center of a tornado, there is stillness. That's quite literal stillness, even in that chaos, in the craziness. In the center of us, there is that stillness. So the key is to do whatever we can to return back to center. Things will knock us off center. So the key is whatever we're going through is to return to center. And can we then move through these challenges in our center, facing what's in front of us moment by moment, not getting ahead of ourselves. This is where anxiety will start to come in. Not getting behind ourselves. This is where depression is going to start to come in. Being in the moment, in our center, dealing with each situation moment by moment. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes we question, how are we going to do it? Are we going to be able to do it? Well, let me tell you something. Courage, for example, is not absence of fear. Courage is having the fear, but doing it anyway. Peace isn't absent of stress. Peace is being centered within the self, even within the mix of stress. So there is stress there, but we don't feel stress. Right? Like you can go do a stressful, workout session or something, but you can still be peaceful and smile through it. You can go jump in an ice bath that's really stressful on the body, but you can smile and have peace in it. You can have someone shouting at you and giving you grief on the phone, but you can still be the peace. So my thing is choosing to be the peace, choosing to outlove the situation. I love a challenge, and let that challenge be me trying to outlove whatever's in front of me. Oh, that's not working out.
I love
today.
That.
Let me outlove it.
Oh, I love that. Like, literally, that's amazing. I'm going to outlove that.
That's it. Bring it on. Let's go.
Well, there is no higher vibration than love. So when you're in a state of love, nothing else matters, right?
Yes. And out loving it, this is the little trick of the ego. The ego, oh yeah, it means I got to like it. No. Love isn't like, remember. We all know this, right? We like to pretend it is. I like doing that, therefore I love doing that. No. Love is beyond like and dislike. Sometimes we might not dislike the chaos that's in front of us, or the perceived chaos that's in front of us, right? Whatever that is. We might not, as you said, relationship thing or whatever's going on or whatever it is. We might not like the situation that's happening, right? But we can still be the love there, whatever that is, right? And not a false thing and being dishonest and suppressing our emotions. No, letting the full spectrum to move through. There's no such thing as positive and negative emotions as such, right? There's just emotions and more conducive ways to express them. Really it, right? Anger's not the enemy even. Let's take that. We look at that often as a negative emotion. No, anger expressed in a conducive way is expressed as assertiveness, being assertive, or it's expressed as transmuting that, right, into passion. So we don't need to get rid of that feeling. We don't even need to label the feelings that we've got going on. We just need to be able to allow ourselves to feel and allow them to move through us authentically and freely, right? And that's how I kind of look at stress. And like I say again, and the more we step on the journey, it's not the less stress that we face. We just get more capacity to deal with greater degrees of it. So therefore we can then support someone else. That's what I always say. No good us coaching someone else until we can show that we can shift that even within ourselves when we're facing it, like you are, Joby, which is impressive. So to me, often as a coach, they want to pretend that nothing's going on in their life. But to me, I look for these kind of things in a coach. Now, this is someone I want to learn from, like yourself. And I'm a good friend. I want to learn now. Why? Because you can honestly say you're having this challenge, but you've now got a tool that supported you through the challenge. Did it make it perfect? No. That's, again, judgment. Because it was perfect anyway. But it supported you to deal with it in a more conducive way. You didn't have to lose your rag, for example. Or if you did, you could bring yourself back easier. Yeah. Now I want to learn this tool. This is an interesting thing because this can work. Now this is authentic, this is real, and this is raw. And anyone looking for coaches or anything like that, I think that is a key thing also, is to look for that rawness, that realness.
Yeah, exactly. I had a very stressful couple of days, a lot of stuff going on. And I just kept breathing and breathing and breathing and breathing. I was just transmuting energy. And I can put my hand on my heart after 7 near-death misses, as you know, this week has challenged me more than some of them. And it was come unexpected as well. It was a real unexpected scenario, situation, and it really challenged me. But the growth and the being able to use that tool, meditation, some of my shamanic practices to clean energy, movement. You're very good with breath and movement and getting your body moving, right? Mm-hmm. Movement helped me as well, because I was breathing and moving and just pushing that energy out of me. I was just transmuting that energy. And I actually done a video today on transmutation. Mm. People need to know about transmutation, because if you want to go into this spiritual work and delve into this, you got to know how to transmute your traumas, and you got to know how to do it fast. And it all comes from going into the heart. Go into the heart, breathe, and take that, all of that negative energy, and you get your beautiful heart that beats for you every day, and you just take all this energy, turn it into a big ball of light, and you just breathe it all in, and you suck it in. And it takes guts, it takes strength to go through and sit in that pain. but then you just breathe it out and you send it back to the universe. You send it back with love. And that's all I was doing. I just kept breathing into the heart. Let the heart transmute your energies. Let the heart lead. Stop leading with the mind. Mm-hmm. When people start leading with the mind, and that's when you can get caught up in this downward spiral. And it's just like, I swear, if I hadn't have known these tools, I could have been in this for a long time. I've literally gone through it in no time at all.
This is it. Exactly. That's what it is. The practice is something that may have lasted. Sometimes something affects someone and we see it. It lasts a lifetime. Right? That 80 years of age and there's still that particular thing that's still there, right? This isn't a judgment of any of that. It's just it can last a lifetime. The next is, okay, it might take us a couple months to go over something. Then the key is, can we move through this a little bit in a week? Now can we move through it even in the moment? So there's not even something to forgive in the first place. It's just acceptance of what's happening in the moment.
Acceptance, yeah.
Right? And often people think, how can this happen? And like you said about the word transmutation, and one teacher of transmutation is the fire itself. Watch fire, how it can literally transmute something and bring it back to the nothingness so it can then be birthed and born again into something brand new. But because energy is not ever dying, it's just transforms. But another way because sometimes it's like, okay, to get this, when we're feeling in a decent space within ourselves, it's easy to be like, yeah, that makes sense, yeah. But when we're stuck in it, like really stuck in the pain and the trauma, whatever it is going on, it can be quite difficult to see that. And I understand that, and myself, because let me tell you something, very stubborn, really stubborn, in fact. Yeah. So I'd be like, this is my pain, and this is that, and blah, blah, blah. But the key is, the way I look at it is like, are we allowed to swear on this, Joby? Am I allowed to
swear?
Yes,
mate, yeah, of course. Okay.
Well, one way I look at it is, keep it simple. Whatever happened to us, it's shit. You know, we go, oh, that was shit. All right, yeah, it was. It was actual shit. Really shit, right? And let me tell you what shit is. Often, what do we look like? What do we think shit is? We should think of it as just waste, disgusting, horrible, ugh, shit, smells, all this stuff. That's how we look at it. And even though we think that of shit, most of us, and I've done it too, so far from a judgment, wear that shit on our face. We wear it on our clothes. We wear it on our wrist, right? People say wearing the heart on your sleeve. Often we wear our shit all over our body. What do I mean by that is whatever's happened to us, we then go push it out on everyone else. So everyone else has to deal with our shit. So I'll be a bit more grumpy or moody or angry at someone. I'll put that shit out to the world, not realizing something, not realizing that shit is actually fertile soil for growth. It's used for crops, right? So this is what transmutation means. It doesn't mean that it wasn't shit. Like even if you look at a lotus flower, for example, it grows from the mud. One of the most beautiful flowers, in my opinion. It grows from the mud. It grows from the dirt.
Mindset.
Right? And so when we look at it, when we look at this shit, things that happen, we can call it that, transmutation means instead of looking at it as just a waste product, right? And also, it doesn't mean just holding it in and pretending our shit don't stink. And all of a sudden, that means you get constipated, and constipation hurts too. Yeah. So it means none of that, right? It means just let it flow out you freely. But instead of looking at it like a waste product, transmutation means, okay, sometimes it is good. Just flush it away and that's it. That's the way of dealing with it sometimes. And that's fine. We can park it for a moment and just flush it away. Other times is to realize it is the fertile soil. We can use it just like farmers use it, right? Yeah, and we transmute it. Now, what we can do is grow beautiful crops from it. What I mean by that is you can grow more so in your passion, in your character, in your joy, in your love, right? You can grow more in whatever it is that you want to express and explore. So, this is what it means to transmute that what's happening. So, when that stress is happening, do you know what that is? Any emotion, any situation that's happening, is one way I like looking at it is. Look at it like fuel, right? And each individual emotion is a different vehicle, right? And there's not a vehicle that's good or bad, just for different experiences. A sports car can help you get somewhere really fast. So that might be, for example, the emotion of like enthusiasm, right? We could call it enthusiasm or something like that. When we're enthusiastic, that could be like a sports car. Or we might be in a 4x4. That might be like stability, groundedness, whatever it is, right? Being able to deal with like the off-road, the terrains that we're not used to. Then we have a little run around. It's economic. It's useful. That can be content. Right? What I'm saying is, but anything that happens is different fuel. You decide what vehicle do you want to put that fuel in to. Right? And like you said, I like putting into the vehicle the heart. So I can bring that out further. And heart, people go, oh, but that's all soft and love and light and fluffy and rainbows. It can be. And that's beautiful too. Why not? Why are we avoiding that? But yeah. Actually, it's beyond that. Love can be like, love is like, can go into any depth. It goes deep into the depth. And I'm using the analogy not to talk quite, not literally, but love will go into the depths of hell and it'll get kicked out of hell. Why? Because it enjoys it. It will smile. When you enjoy it, they don't like having fun there. They don't like having fun there. So when you're in hell, learn to love it. Out love it. All of a sudden they'll be kicking you out. They don't like that there. Yeah. This quite literally happens. Watch what happens. You quite literally transmute a situation. You quite literally transmute it. When I say being loving, doesn't mean you start going, oh, that's okay, I accept that, no problem. No, yeah, no, that's not what it means to be loving. Being loving is just to let that be open, stay open. Simple as that. There's nothing you have to do. You just have to allow yourself to be. And our natural state is to be open. Things happen and we resist them, so we close. If we stay open, energy is always coming up and it will move through. And it will move through and it will come up through the heart, and the heart is the sacred balance of the chakra system. Right, it will bring balance. This is the balance keeper of the four, even of the four elements. You have four chambers in your heart, quite literally. So it is the keeper of the air, the fire, the water, and the earth, and it stabilizes and it brings balance and it transmutes out. And when we're in a heart, actually, even when we're not, our heart sending more signals to our brain than our brain sending to our heart. When we focus a little bit of attention in our heart, even just, I think it's within about 2 to 3 minutes, and we generate a feeling that within the heart space, we bring our heart and brain into a state of coherence. So we can do that within under 5 minutes to bring a coherent signature and expand our energy field. This isn't just me, my suggestion. This is shown.
This is scientifically proven.
This is the science of life, of the body, of the technology in which we're existing in, right? This body of ours, this beautiful system. So yeah, I didn't think we were going to be talking about shit today, but there we go. We got on the subject. Hope no one's eating a dinner.
Okay, so just to finish off, we are doing a Breath-a-Thon event on October the 24th, and Jordan's one of our guest guest instructors. There's going to be three of us on the day. It's going to be from 10 a.m. GMT time, UK time, till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to go through multiple different sorts of breath work and meditations, and Jordan's going to be giving some of this knowledge in his session. And Jordan, do you want to tell a little bit about what you're doing?
I think at the end of the day, it's going to be like a day where people can dive deep. People can dive deep into the breath, into the different practices with the different instructors. Joby's doing an amazing job, as always, of pushing it out there, offering these tools. For me, I've got a few things in mind in which I want to share and get across. I definitely want to bring energy-centered breath work, where we learn to go into each energy center, each chakra, and we learn to bring balance and harmony within this, and explore the system, explore the body as a whole, exploring the body, exploring the different parts of our body where there's particular different blockages, where there's different openings, different gifts there. So sometimes you go to these people, go, but I'm feeling, if you're feeling like you need a little boost, it's a great thing to go into and join. If you're feeling fantastic, it's a great thing to bring further out those gifts and just have time to go, like we said right at the beginning of, I think it's nice that we're coming to the end of this, and like we said right at the beginning, go beyond the facade and to have a moment where we can park that beyond our stuff, beyond whatever we're carrying, and we can just leave that at the door and go into this breath one, even in the comfort of your own home, which is fantastic, and be able to experience a range of different modalities, techniques, and have a little fun on the way. I always think, we often think this work has to be serious. No, it's seriously playful and playfully serious. Right, we're here to have fun too.
If anyone's ever done breath work with me, they know I like to have fun.
Exactly. We'll have a bit of fun. We'll do some good work. We'll do some deep work when we're in there, and we can explore and enjoy. And obviously, if you can make the whole day fantastic, and I'm guessing if people can just make sections of the day, that's okay too. But of course, try and dedicate the day to it if you can, and really join in and jump into all the practices. I'm excited to meet some of you there, and honestly, I just think it's going to be a fun day. I feel great when Joby called. Within seconds, I was like, "Yep, I'm game. This sounds great." Whenever he approaches with it, I'm always keen. And you know when Joby's creating something, he's creating something from his heart. And when you're in the field of something that when people are doing that, there's always magic that waiting for you to happen. So I look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be beautiful. So, guys, you can go to b2hbreathwork.com. I'll put the links below. Grab your tickets. I've also set up a choose how you want to pay. So there's multiple different options, starting from £11 all the way up to £45 for a VIP ticket. You can just pay whatever you want. There's no difference. If you can only afford £11, pay £11. If you can afford a bit more and you want to donate a little bit more, do that as well, just for the energy exchange. It's up to you. We just want to help, and we just want to have a great day and get as many people on this as possible. So we are going to be on Zoom, and it's going to be very special. I've got another lady breath worker, incredible Jess from Breathe Out with Jess, I think her Instagram name is. But yeah, I'll put all the links in that below so everyone can connect.
Sure, thank you very much. Yeah, sure. And I think I appreciate that. And I think the key is for anyone listening or watching this is to share this stuff. I'm not saying it for my sake. I'm saying it for like Joby's sharing a lot. Like if you can just share, I'm going to do a cheeky plug for you. I know you wouldn't do it, but if you can share Joby's stuff, whether it's share this podcast, share the brief, even if you can't attend some of them, share them, because there's so many people that can really benefit from this work. And there's always the doors quite open, and Joby's always done his best to keep it manageable, affordable, open, giving plenty of content. There's all kinds of content. Share it with a friend, bring it out, bring a friend along. Even sometimes get the family involved. Often we do something on our own, and it's like great when you bring groups of people together. Exactly. It's so cool when you do that. Like I sometimes get to do breath work for families or partners, and I bring them together. It's, obviously, sometimes you're just like, do you know what? I actually need some individual space and time. That's amazing too, and I respect that just as much. So they're all great. But and the good thing is you can have your own space and bring a friend on too that's just joined on their laptop and in their home, which is cool, right? So or their phone or whatever it is. So yeah, that's really what I wanted to finish on. Of course, you can get in contact with me or wherever that is, or social media, or drop me an email. But I'm more about let's bring it together and let's get people breathing together as a family. And regardless of it, I always say it's beyond me. For me, breath is way beyond me, right? I would love to hear someone just maybe heard something I said and went and explored breath work, even if they went and worked with a different practitioner. I'm like, fantastic. That's all I want to do. If they do decide to work with me, fantastic too. I get to meet that beautiful human. But either way, it's just if I hear that anything I've said or what happened is create that spark where someone's like, I'm going to explore this, whatever it is, then for me, I'm like, that's what it's about today.
Yeah. No worries. Well, thank you for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure. And guys, I told you I had a lot of wisdom, didn't I? but anyway, thank you, everyone. This is Breathe to Heal. This is Series 1, Episode 8 with Jordan Turner. And we will see you very soon. Have a beautiful day. Let's breathe. Adios. Okay, everyone, thank you for joining our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Breathe to Heal. Please download our app for daily breath work and meditation classes. Please go and grab your tickets for the Breathathon on the 24th of October. It's going to be on Zoom, where you can come and join us anywhere in the world, from your own living room, your bedroom, wherever it may be, and really learn skills and techniques that's going to empower and impact your life. It's going to be very, very special. Lots of love for everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for joining the show.